Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Millennials are probably the worst, you'd have to say. You and I are millennials.
Yes, as millennials, I can attest to that. Yeah, we're not great.
I think you're like an uber millennial, if that is something.
What does
that
mean?
You're an A grade. Like, you're like, oh my God, how much better was the 2000s? Okay. Oh my God, I'm nostalgia. Friends and Seinfeld is my life.
Okay.
You know?
I'm a Friends girl, but
yeah, but I feel like you're like no, like I'm a key millennial. Okay.
I don't like the person I become when I'm around Disney.
No,
and that is a true millennial. So
okay,
I apologize in advance.
There's a luxury brand who is now. I don't know how to pronounce this.
Oh, here we go.
Give
it a go.
Mwemwe. M-I-U.
No, but Tim, tell me the brand.
M-I-U-M-I-U.
Yeah, I don't actually know how to pronounce it, but I mean, I like
your job. Is it just Mumu? Mew.
I know the one you're talking about, yes.
All right. So they do bags,
yep.
Handbags, those kind of things. They're bringing something back. Now, I don't remember seeing this at my school, but I look at it and I go, This isn't unfamiliar. Stop researching, Jess, because I don't want to spoil what I've got.
I want to see it.
Calm down, mate. Just have a bit of patience. Just a tiny bit of patience.
Okay.
Apparently, this Mew Mew brand is releasing and claiming to bring back Scoobies.
Scoobies? Scoobies? Plastic bracelet Scoobies.
The interwoven things. Did you used to make Scoobies?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they weren't Mew Mew brand.
Well, no, that you just apparently you would just make them out, like you could buy the stuff to
make
them.
I feel like it's more of like a zillennial thing. Because like my sister was on, she's a cusper.
What's a cusper?
She's like on the cusp of millennial and Gen Z.
Oh,
so
right,
she's in
okay.
that middle. And she was all about the Scoobies. She had like 70 of them hanging off her bag as keychains. She had them all up and down her arm.
Well,
as bracelets.
So yeah, you would either wear them as bracelets, you would put them on your pencil case, you would, I guess if you had keys, you could put them on your keys. But there's chat that evil doesn't die, it just reinvents itself, and the Scooby Dooby Doos are back. They're making a comeback.
Oh, I love Scoobies.
This Mew Mew brand. Someone could let us know if I'm, help us.
Completely butchering this.
Just absolutely help us. That you can buy a keychain from this brand for a very fair price.
Oh, how much is it?
$700.
$700?
Do you think you would still remember how to make a Scooby?
Oh,
like, do you think it's like, because it's weaving,
I feel like
right?
It's muscle memory. Like, you'd pick it up pretty quick. It's literally weaving.
Could you Scoob tomorrow on the show?
Can you still buy Scoobies?
I'm coming to you, dude. Again, I told you, I'm familiar with the image that I'm seeing. Can you pop up an image on our Instagram stories of what a Scooby is? For those people that might.
God.
Apparently it's uber millennial stuff here.
So good. Yes. Mm. There's tutorials on YouTube.
Well, if you could get some Scooby materials, you could make a Scoob. We could make some K-Rock Scoobs.
We can Scooby do some Doobs. Scoobs.
All right.
I can do some next day delivery on Amazon.
Okay. Set up your own Etsy account. On board. K-Rock Scoobies coming in 2025, let's be honest.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, as someone currently studying at the Gordon, I'm learning a lot about a certain topic I didn't think I would actually have any interest in.
Okay.
But as part of the celebrancy course, I'm becoming a celebrant at the Gordon at the moment. As part of the course, you learn about weddings and you learn about funerals.
Yeah, it makes sense because that's part of a celebrant. It's like, because a lot of people have been surprised. They're like, oh, but if you just want to be marriage celebrant. But when you are studying that, you have to learn all sides of the curriculum. It's
Absolutely.
Like if you wanted to become a nurse and you're like, well, actually, I don't do blood very well. So if we could just do like anything where I don't have to
Gordon
see blood.
The Gordon wants to make sure that you are job ready. So that means that, you know, as a celebrant, you may do funerals, you may not, but you have to be ready for them.
Yeah, and you legally can, I guess, do the paperwork and all those kind of things.
Oh, I can legally do a funeral now. It's just the Gordon teaches us how to do them properly, right?
All right.
And then one of the things that we've had to do, our homework for in the lead up to this workshop this weekend, is we've had to like plan funerals for these like case studies, these fake people, right? And what part of that is choosing songs to go for certain elements of the funeral. And as someone who's never planned a funeral before, because I've never had to, thankfully, touch wood, and hopefully I won't have to do it for a long time, this has been like a very overwhelming thing for me to have to think
about.
Yeah,
true.
And so I've been kind of taking on advice from everyone that we've got like a class forum. And one of the students, one of my peers, posted in our forum a few weeks ago and said, hey, there's a great resource. You can actually find AFL team theme songs. But they're performed like acoustically or like with an organ.
Like slowed down.
Way slowed down so that it's a little more like melancholy so that you can use it for funerals. Because like a lot of like blokey blokes, you know, they won't want, you know, to pick the, you know, anything too like fluffy of a song. So like if they're a big footy fan, this is a great resource. And I thought, oh, I wonder what that even sounds like.
Well, you sent me the resource, and I've been doing some research myself. I have five different
have you picked your
AFL team songs that are interesting to hear. Now, obviously, we'll get to the Cats at the end because there's a few to walk through first. Collingwood, obviously, they won the grand final last year. And again, this is if someone is a huge Pies fan, I just wants to celebrate their team on the day.
Let's open up the funeral with this little number. It's a bit too jaunty.
How to play the game. But like you don't want it to be too sad.
I guess not.
The sign will stick together to uphold the magpies.
Do you sing along at a funeral or not?
you don't clap.
No.
It's not a clap along. I know there's a lot of Tigers fans. Let's have a listen to what the Tigers, the Richmond Football Club, could sound like. It's kind of excellent.
It sounds a bit more carnival than funeral to me.
Could be a little bit slower, I agree. Yeah. But again, like you know, it doesn't have to be sad. Like
no,
it could be a joyful thing. One of my personal favourites is the Frio.
Oh, this is my favourite.
The Frio Metal song.
Oh,
this fits.
I feel like this is like walking in or walking out.
Well, at a funeral, not likely to walk in.
That's fair.
Or walk out. Excellent.
I mean, try not skipping along to this one.
Now, I thought as someone who is a huge Bombers fan, probably like a full-blown Nuffy when it comes to Essendon,
Would you consider this at your funeral?
Well, you have a listen. You see if you think it'd be fitting of my funeral. See the Bombers fly up.
Again, it sounds more like, step right up, step right up.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely, I'd probably just have the full-blown version because by the time I die, they're not going to win a grand final anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But for Cats fans, let's have a listen to what, and this is a real resource. Someone's made these for people that want to play them at their funeral, which is, I think, is a great service, and that's something fantastic. All right, here we go. Kind of sounds like what should be playing at the carousel.
Yeah, it really does. I wonder if they have a version of this down at the carousel.
I doubt it, Jess. I really doubt it. I think it's great that it exists, but what an element that I never knew existed.
Right?
Someone's out there making these for people.
There's so many funeral trends that I just didn't know about, and I'm just as I come across them, I'm just going to keep bringing them to the show because I think they're so interesting.
It's definitely something, Jess.
In a few weeks' time, we get to go on an excursion, Tim, to the crematorium.
All right, well.
Ooh, spooky.
I never would have thought you would have been excited to do say those words out loud. How about that?
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, influencers, I feel like, have started going a bit too far.
Well, there's a lot of internet.
There is a lot of internet.
And sometimes you just got to fill it. And just because you can doesn't necessarily mean you should.
I hadn't necessarily seen this video pop up on my For You page on TikTok, but apparently this video has gone absolutely viral of an influencer making a homemade face mask.
Well, wellness things on Instagram and TikTok, they're very popular. You know, people can make total careers and lives out of this and people will follow it and they'll swear by certain things that they see online.
She claims that this face mask helps reduce flakiness and signs of aging on her face.
You a big fan of face masks yourself, mate?
No, I could take it or leave it, to be honest. I don't feel like they actually do anything. I like the relaxation feeling of like a having a face mask on my face.
Yeah, the only ones I've ever used are hydration ones, and that's top notch stuff. Good. Your face will feel real wet and like hydrated.
I love my face feeling wet.
No, like it feels like a different, because there's like there's water on your face wet, and then there's whatever this.
Well,
stuff
I guess
does.
this one, she claims, you know, gets rid of flakiness and signs of aging on the skin. So I guess it would be moisturizing.
You worried about aging?
Nah, I don't.
You're
really
only 33. You're just a puppy. Yeah. You're just a tiny little kitten. You don't need to worry about aging, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate. Apparently, I look exactly the same as I did when I was like in my 20s. So.
Oh, let's not be crazy now. I've known you for most of your 20s.
Don't get me wrong. I know how haggard I look, but I haven't changed all that much.
The only thing recently, well, not even recently, maybe in the first 4 months after my son was born, I was using some leftover breast milk to put on the bags under my eyes. Apparently, it's great for your skin. So stunning. I was just, if he would leave any in the bottle, I would just go, well, that's
so
for
you're
dad.
Not you're not opposed to bodily fluids on the face then?
Sorry. That was a quick leap. Okay.
Well, you said breast milk.
Yeah.
And this influencer is using her own poop.
Okay. Yes.
You're the one who said you're okay with bodily fluids.
I bet you it's fake.
Well,
there's no way
it's just got to be. So this video, she takes out a plastic tub out of the fridge that appears to contain fecal matter.
Yeah.
She then proceeds to rub it between her fingers before putting it on her face, and it, like,
there's no way it's real.
She's got a peg on her face because clearly it doesn't smell great. Yeah. And look, not full coverage.
she's having a son because
she's got to be.
It's gone. Obviously, we're talking about it. It's in the news right now. There's no way she's getting clicks. She's getting views. She's getting followers. Yeah, people
but there
are probably
there are stupid people out there, Tim, that are going to see that and go, oh, I need to poo in a cup now and smear it on my face.
Oh, I hate how you said smear. That's not a. Can I play?
Including yourself, who is happy to put bodily fluids on his face.
Bit of breast milk under the eyes never went that far away. At least I didn't drink it.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Oh, that's where you cross the line.
Yeah.
Put it around the mouth
hole,
not in it.
Not in. Can I? Whenever I've pressed this button, Jess, I play it for you because you need to listen. For anyone listening right now that might be considering putting this on their face as a face mask. Can I press the button?
Can we not stress enough? Don't put fecal matter on your face.
So we only play this button. It's very rarely we play, but it is to send a message.
Yep.
So I'm going to press it.
Think it's necessary.
All right, let's have a listen.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's not often we press it. It's dire circumstances.
I'm just happy it wasn't directed my way this time.
Well, you brought it, so you're adjacent to it.
So you won't put fecal matter on your face, is what I'm asking.
No.
Okay,
not
great.
But you never know. If I start getting those, you know, the wrinkles and the crow's feet, let's not rule it out.
Start.
Okay. All right. Well, hurt people, so that's not nice. Tim and Jess,
the podcast. So over the weekend, I went to my childhood bedroom, and my mum is, of course, throwing out all of my belongings because
getting rid of your existence.
I've left a whole bunch of stuff there from when I moved out, like nearly 10 years ago now. And so she said, enough's enough. Come and get your stuff. And I found some childhood diaries.
So you're reading them out on the show. This has been, it's been fun this week.
Jessica was, 15-year-old Jessica had feelings.
She also spoke better than she did 15 years later.
Now, I'm trying to pick which excerpt I feel I need to read today.
Feel comfortable reading? Because this is your innermost thoughts from this time period of the mid-2000s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a lot of it doesn't make sense, but
all right.
I just had a lot of feelings and I had to get them down, so
you can change names. I know you were a bit anxious about certain names because people that you grew up with might be listening across Geelong, South Coast and the Bellarine.
Yeah, you just never know who is tuned in. But I want to read you a little excerpt that I found, and I guess it's I'm half like I'm in love with a guy.
Okay.
This is one of my first crushes.
All right.
But I'm also half...
You're 13, 14 here, right?
I'm about 14 years old at this point. And I'm also half worried about the future and my mum's really trying to convince me to not do something. All so right. let's get into it.
Let's have a go.
It's now 11:56 p.m. on a Sunday.
Oh, God.
Before term four is about to start. I'm lying here, worrying about my future. This term is the most important. We find out all about year 10.
That's so sad. That was the biggest thing in your life.
You know, I ended up implementing year 10 exams for my school.
Still there at that school now.
I am just crapping my pants about this. Not to mention year 11 subjects too. Oh my God. I told Mum I wanted to go on a gap year today. She pretty much just laughed at the thought. Kind of crushed me a little. Oh, little Jessica. But by then I'll be 18 anyway, so like she can just take it.
This can't be real. This is the most dramatic. This is wild.
It'll be good to have a routine again. The only thing I have pushing me to stay in school at the moment are the need for my career in journalism. My friends, God bless them. And well, I'm not going to say his name, but the guy that I was crushing on.
Michael. I thought you told me, you nodded at me to say his name. Michael.
I didn't.
Sorry, Mike. We'll call him Mike.
Mikey G. I like seeing them all every day. Otherwise, I'd drop out and probably become an apprenticeship. Chef. Maybe I should. I've just talked about my passion for journalism, but and now I'm like, no, I'm gonna...
Not even in your dreams, you're not even like a top chef. You're an apprentice chef.
Well, first week of school term, almost over. And that means term four will go so quickly. I had a thought today. If nothing happens over the next few weeks, then I'm going to go out on a limb and say the last day of school, I'm going to give my number to Michael.
Mikey G. Wow. Thank you, Jess.
I like him. And at least then I don't have to see him for like 5 to 6 weeks after the rejection.
School holidays. Smart.
I really can't picture no rejection at all. In the perfect world, maybe this is my life.
What the hell? Is that it?
Well, I mean, do you want
to... No, we can do another day.
I think let's wait till tomorrow to see whether I did get rejected or not.
Ooh. I'm invested in this now.
Yes, because...
This is so sad. How can I feel pity for you still?
Oh, year still. 9 me was a sad, sad time.
All right. All right, we've got the happy meal over here. Jeez. I don't think so. Well, thank you very much for, again, because a lot of people used to do this, for opening up the pages of a past life.
And thank you again for embarrassing me and revealing my crush to 500,000 people.
Well, I changed his name to Mikey G, so I don't know who else.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
His name's Michael G. I'll say his surname if you want me
to. Don't you dare.
All right, tomorrow we'll find out how it went with Mikey G. This is Tim and Jess. I know we were just discussing our party playlist, Jess. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we're able to do it is because of our good mates at Rollaway Skate Centre in Geelong. They're helping us for a second year in a row.
You want a good playlist, you should head out to Rollaway on a Saturday night.
And it's a party. Now, you and I, we went out there yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday, we were having a bit of fun, saying g'day to Ben and the team, having a bit of a skate ourselves, filming some videos for next week, just having a bit of fun, as you would expect. Keep your eye out on... at K-Rock Geelong, our social media, early next week, a little gift for everybody. But
because last year I got to go out.
I'm so upset that I missed it last year.
You unfortunately were
busy. Had my hands tied.
You were busy, you know, looking after that 1 week-old child.
Yeah, I had a baby. Well, my wife had a baby and I was just hanging around.
You were there. You contributed.
But it was great to go out there and chuck on the rollerblades for the first time in... I'm going to say 20 years.
Now, because I've been out last year, I knew how difficult it was. And I was trying to lower your expectations just a little.
Well, when I was a kid and I would go to parties at places like Rollaway Skate Center, I was doing the speed laps.
Speed skating,
doing the games where it's like go to the corner, like the card, like the King Jack.
Yeah.
I would be doing that. I'd be in the last five. When I was ice skating overseas 5 years ago, because the way I've got duck hips and feet, because my feet point outward slightly, it actually makes that kind of easy. And I was like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be easy. It's going to be like riding a bike again.
And I suggested to you, hey, maybe at the start of the video, let's just not put rollerblades on yet. We'll just go out and stand in the middle of the rink, do our little bits for camera, and then we can have a go. And you said, nah, put them on.
It's got to be real. just really disappointed how much I haven't transitioned a 20-year gap in between giving something a go. I mean, didn't fall, didn't...
Being honest with me.
Yeah.
Yesterday, before we went to Rollaway, did you think I could probably professionally do this?
No. I'm not, mm-hmm. I'm never, nothing I think I can do professionally. I can do a little bit of everything.
Right.
But not a lot of
one thing.
Would
you have felt confident if someone said to you, hey, we're going to go play like roller hockey?
Oh, no. No way.
Just chuck on a pair of skates and come join us.
No.
No?
Goalkeeper only.
You could barely stand. You kept saying, don't touch
this
me.
This is beforehand. Well, I was worried you were going to figuratively and literally drag me down.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because you are not a pressure player. And I was just mostly focused on you.
Yeah.
And when I told my wife, I was like, hey, I'm going out to Rollaway Skate Center tomorrow. She was like, watch out for Jess.
Hurtful.
Make sure she doesn't hurt herself.
You know what the best part, and I didn't get to show you this part of Rollaway Skate Center yesterday, but if you aren't as confident, you don't have to go to the big rink. They've got a like easy, like
what?
Like a practice rink at the back.
Really?
For people that aren't super confident. It's like a much smaller version, way less intimidating. You can go there. If you've got like small kids that are learning to skate for the first time, you can go out the back room and it's way, way easier.
I mean, obviously after 5-10 minutes, you do start building that confidence back up. But just, weird. After it, I didn't think 20 years was too long of a time in between drinks. I thought I'd be able to, like if you said, all right, we're doing speed skate to... you know, some classic 2000s tunes, I'd be able to be, I'd get in that top 10 still. Yeah. But I think I'd be first out.
But we will be going to Adults Only Night in a few weeks.
Yeah, that's great fun. But I'll be standing off to the side watching all the young people get involved.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye. Goodbye. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.